It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Ben Johnson. Later today, lawmakers in Washington will consider the massive $45 billion deal to merge Comcast and Time Warner Cable. It is the beginning of a long regulatory road for the country's two largest cable providers. If the deal goes through, it could have a big impact on everyone from startup founders to low-income citizens who want access to the internet. That's as Dan Gorenstein reports.
Some mergers have relevance to people's lives, says antitrust attorney Alan Grunes, and this is one of them. Grunes, who works at the firm Geier Gorey, says the internet will be a focal point, as the combined company would have at least 40% and as much as 50% of the fastest high-speed internet service market.
There's an argument to be made that it's not healthy for economic growth for one company to have that much control over high-speed broadband access.
Grunes says the deal could threaten the next Netflix or Hulu, companies that could have to pay Comcast handsomely to stream content.
The internet has proven that it is its own animal and its own ecosystem.
Nicole Turner-Lee is with the Minority Media and Telecom Council. She says low-income citizens' access to the internet is more important than the impact on startups.
I think we need to make these companies more accountable to consumers around other things as opposed to making them accountable to the future of the internet, right?
Comcast says as part of the deal, it would expand its program to provide more access to low-income communities. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
I want to run an equation by you. Big data plus an underwater computer times dolphins equals a better understanding of how animals communicate. It might be time to get excited about what new technology, from computers to algorithms that recognize patterns in raw data, can do for the study of our fellow members of the animal kingdom. Denise Herzing is the director of the Wild Dolphin Project, which is using a new device to study dolphin interaction called a cetacean hearing telemetry device, or CHAT. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit, if you would, about CHAT.
Well, CHAT is a potential interface between humans and dolphins.
Okay, when you say interface, are you talking about a way for us to communicate with dolphins and vice versa?
Think of it like an acoustic keyboard underwater.
Okay.
The system has four artificially designed whistles that we created, and we made them specifically because they aren't in the dolphin's normal repertoire.
These are new sounds to the dolphins.
New sounds to the dolphins, but that they can mimic. And we basically use these sounds and like words, and we label objects that the dolphins like to play with.
The sounds relate to like certain kinds of seaweed and things like that?
Yes, sargassum, which is actually a brown algae. So we just created a word for it, basically. The CHAT, the computer system, is designed to trigger when it hears these words in the water, which are basically whistles.
So as the dolphins are whistling, if they whistle one of the whistles that you have established with them, the computer will then speak that into your ear in English.
Correct. That's the translation part. So it's no magic translation of dolphin.
And how's it going?
One time, I did hear the word sargassum in the water, so that comes into my ear as a human word. That's what the computer's programmed to do when it hears this sargassum whistle. But let's remember that when a dolphin mimics the whistle, it doesn't necessarily mean the dolphin understands what the whistle means.
But there is an assumption that dolphins do communicate with each other vocally.
Oh, yes. Dolphins have very complex communication. Other dolphins can address another dolphin with their name. That is really the start of words. You know, it's referential communication, so they can refer to each other. What we don't know is if they have words for other things and if they use it in the same way that humans might or maybe some other species. Now, the reason why this all becomes possible is because of the new technology and pattern recognition and discovery algorithms. So you basically can throw in some sounds and say, okay, computer, find me some patterns that repeat and that are things that I might not know exist.
So what does this point to towards the future? I know that you're hoping to get access again to the same pod that you were studying. What does this portend?
What it portends is many animal researchers will be able to use these tools, and some already do. You know, some already are pulling out natural units of sound from other species and looking for patterns it portends a whole new field of discovery in the complexity of animal communication.
Dr. Denise Herzing is the research director at the Wild Dolphin Project. Dr. Herzing, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Herzing and her colleagues are presenting some of their new findings this spring, but she says scientists are already talking about forming a group to compare new research on communication among different animal species. New research made possible by new technology. You may have heard about the security flaw in OpenSSL, or Open Secure Sockets Layer. It's a tool websites around the world use to protect sensitive data, and while security patches are coming in a mile a minute, we suggest you surf with caution. We've tweeted a link to a website that will check other websites to make sure they're secure. We're at Marketplace Tech. And before we go, here's another hacking story we couldn't pass up. When hackers couldn't gain access to the network of an oil company recently, they went in through the company's lunch habits by attaching malware to an online Chinese food menu often visited and downloaded by company employees. What did Sun Tzu say? All warfare is based on deception. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.